I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Not every member of the Republican Party will stand behind President Donald Trump come hell or high water. The president has found that out in watching the growing number of members of his party willing to stand up in favor of releasing the Epstein files. And now, in light of that, he has caved, blowing up his months-long effort to block release. But did he really? Is this something he can turn around in his favor? Can he still find a way to block the release? This is pretty stunning stuff for some, and for others, they say it just shows who Trump really is. Will this hurt him? Let's go through it. So there are two separate points here, the break in the GOP and whether he really wants to have the files released. There are reports that dozens of Republicans, maybe over 100, will vote in the House for release of the files this week if it ultimately comes to vote. This is a stunning schism in what some had called the Trump GOP cult. But some skeptical ideas have surfaced. The man who started the movement toward releasing was Congressman Thomas Massie, a Republican, but on and off foe with the president. Massie managed to get the petition to, it looks like, a vote. But on ABC, he says, it's not over.
You know, the president's been saying this is a hoax. He's been saying that for months. Well, he's just now decided to investigate a hoax, if it's a hoax. And I have another concern about these investigations that he's announced. If they have ongoing investigations in certain areas, those documents can't be released. So this might be a big smokescreen, these investigations, to open a bunch of them to as a last-ditch effort to prevent the release of the Epstein files.
And in fact, Attorney General Pam Bondi has moved very quickly to appoint someone to head up those investigations into Democrats. And there are legal opinions saying if there is an active investigation, the DOJ can assert executive privilege and try to prevent any more documents from being released. So Trump has now said there is nothing that can harm him. Massie says it is potentially protection of a group of rich and powerful men. So what it really says about Trump can only be answered with the release of the files. So questions. If this is really a smokescreen, how will it play with the GOP in Congress and Republicans at large? He's already burned up his relationship with several of his closest allies. One would think those fences could be mended. But if this is just a clever workaround, cover-up, what will it do to his support? What about the true loyalists this reversal left holding a very ugly bag? Can it clear the Senate? Is it possible the president would veto it at that time? Or is he just going to ride the wave of this one and move on to things like selling top technology fighter jets to Saudi Arabia? Any sense here? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.